Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Hope you guys are enjoying your Ramadan, whatever time of the day you guys are listening to this. Whether you're listening to it when your stomachs are hungry or whether you're listening to it when your stomachs are full, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. So I want to mention about something which I just came to mind now when I was studying in Pakistan. I know a lot of these things about studying in Pakistan, but maybe a lot of you guys can relate to this. Some of you guys told me about the jalebis, that you like the Lahore jalebis. And some of you guys don't even know what jalebis are. Now, I can't really explain in a podcast what jalebi is. But basically, it's a kind of a yellowish or orangey, you can say, different types of it. Little twirly sort of like pans are made. And then they're fried, deep fried. And then they take them out. And then they dip them in a very sweet sauce. It's like a syrup. Okay, so I'll, you know, just Google it and I'm sure you'll find something there, but I don't know if you can taste it on Google. So anyway, I remember one occasion what happened was basically I was studying in madrasa, and I was doing at that time, I was there, I came a bit early before the Alimiya courses started, so they put me into this Hifz program just to memorize some chapters of the Quran and to improve my recitation. So anyway, in Ramadan, classes continued, and they had like an afternoon break or something, early end of the day. So I decided to go and visit my relatives. Now, I had only been on the bus one or two times, so I only knew the route once or twice. So me being who I am, I thought, you know what, I don't care, I'm going to go for it, and I'm not going to ask anyone's directions, and I'm going to try my best to get there. So I jumped on the bus. Yeah, I jumped on W-Gara bus, which is the bus I mentioned last time. And basically what happened was there was some sort of roads are blocked, right? There was what they call a julus, right? So the roads are blocked, and so the bus had to take a different route. So now the bus is going through all these routes, and all of a sudden it comes to a standstill. The road is just blocked. And guess what time it is? It's almost time to break fast. So it's almost time to break fast. I've been on the bus. Normally this bus journey will only take maximum, let's say, 40 minutes. I've been on this bus for 3 hours now. 3 hours in the heat, it's hot. The bus is packed out with people. I'm sitting there and there's people standing there and people sweat falling on me. And, you know, it's just a crazy. So, anyway, what happens basically is the bus comes to a stop. And now it's time to break fast as well. And azan's about to go off or the sirens are about to be heard. And so, guess what happens? Some mashallah, some guys from the outside, they just start putting dates inside, giving everyone dates. And, you know, subhanallah,